How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 9, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Welcome, everybody, to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, episode number 9. I'm Jared Akers.
And I'm Emily. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Welcome. Episode number 9.
All right.
Right on. So, how was your weekend?
I had a good weekend.
Yeah?
It was busy.
Yeah, it was busy.
We had a lot going on.
We did.
Went pretty quickly, but got a lot done, and glad that's behind me.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah, me too. We finally we did come up with a topic today. Yeah. Happiness and aging?
Yeah.
Is that?
Maintaining happiness as we age or get older.
Okay. What's your point of view on that?
A lot of acceptance.
Yeah?
It's required if we're getting older, but recognizing the positives, for me, they definitely outweigh the benefits of being young.
And what would those be?
I think getting to the realization that I no longer seek the approval and acceptance of others.
Right on.
And I'm pretty okay with who I'm at, who I am.
Yeah.
Can't speak.
That's all right.
That's another part of getting older.
Acceptance, right?
Yeah. I accept that.
Google it. So,
what do you think?
You know, I think a lot.
Yes,
you do. That's my problem.
Yeah. Well,
it's a good thing. You know, a lot of people think, well, if you could go back and you could do anything, or, you know, I wish I was young again or something like that. For me, it's all about gratitude and where I'm at emotionally, spiritually, and in my life. And all of the, you know, trials that I've went through and struggles got me to where I'm at. So I wouldn't change a thing. And
yeah. And
I wouldn't be the person today, obviously, if I hadn't went through all of that. So I like aging.
Yeah. I do too.
And I don't...
It's empowering.
Yeah.
You know, crossing the hurdles that stand in your way from time to time. You know, having my son raised.
Getting some respect.
Owning a home. I'm not worried about the respect.
I've always looked so young.
Yeah.
Anyway, and, you know, I remember when I was a restaurant manager in my 20s, and...
So what you're saying, you like the gray hair?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's distinguished.
That makes one of us. I mean, I like it on you.
I look distinguished. Yeah. You know, I'd come out to the table and, you know, well, I want to speak to the manager. And I'm like, well, I am the manager.
Yeah.
Well, I want to speak to your manager. Well, I am the manager that's here. What can I do for you? You know, and...
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That was definitely a hurdle.
Yeah, but I think...
It feels good to have all that behind, you know, and you can look back and know you've learned that lesson.
Yeah, but I think I had a key ingredient, or always have had, of being authentic and genuine. And so I think, you know, I really feel other people's emotions, too much so sometimes. So even in that aspect, as a manager, or, you know... People most of the time could tell that I genuinely wanted to make it right,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't know if that was
probably not good for being a manager, but good for being a person.
Well, it was good in dealing with customers,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't so good a lot of times being a manager as far as delegating employees, because I wanted everybody to like me.
Yeah. Fine line between fear and respect, I would think.
Or wanting to be liked and not hurting anyone's feelings. Now, you know, that's why I wasn't a manager very long.
Yeah.
But since then, I've definitely gotten over that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I realize I can't, you know, I'm not responsible for someone's feelings, but with experience and age comes experience, you know, and...
Well, and it comes, you end up with the acceptance of, you know, what you believe.
Yeah. Well, and being able to have the experience.
And not having to convince others of that, just knowing that that's what you believe.
Right, and to back up your yeah. statements and stuff with data mm-hmm. as a man, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, but it's never about ego for me. I mean, except when it is. Right. But
yeah. I always know when the ego is involved because there's generally pain associated yeah. with it.
Easing God out.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
I love that.
Yeah. Because the ego fights for its right to party. Mm-hmm. No, it yeah. fights for its right. For
the
its
ego
right
just
to stay
stands
alive.
In the way.
Well, it does.
Truly. Yeah.
That's one of the things I really like about where I work now is there's not a lot of egos. You know, that's one of the first things I noticed when I went in there. You know, everyone's there to just do the best job that we can for the client and for whatever project we're working on, you know, and, yeah. and all ideas are on the table and open and, you know, and there's some personalities that are, you know, larger than others and, you know, but it all works out and everybody does a good job of trying to get the best possible outcome.
That's,
you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any resistance to aging?
Well, I mean, I'm going to
love resistance.
I don't know about resistance. I'm going to do whatever I can to, you know, get the most out of this life that I'm living.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look the best doing it, if I can. Or if the doctor can, or the nurse, or...
Well, you know, I do, dealing with, you know, death, and more so recently than I have in my life, and...
Yeah.
It's, I think getting to the point where I feel like I'm living the best that I can live and true to myself, it makes the concept of mortality easier because, and definitely being in this relationship with you and understanding what it truly means to be in a healthy, loving relationship that adds so much value, you know, even after, shortly after we first met, I was like, you know, I could die tomorrow and be happy with that. I know that's kind of a morbid thought, but I feel like I've experienced what life is supposed to be about, and that's
yeah. Yeah.
love and respect for self and sharing that with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't feel like I would have missed out on anything. Sure, there's some surely there's some things that I want to do yet.
Right.
For one, finish this darn book. But. Other than that, you know, I had a guy email me today and I get this every once in a while. You know, he'd signed up for my website and before, you know, he said, well, I'm not going to download anything. Because a lot of people are like, well, you're giving away something for free. It's not really for free, is it? You
yeah,
know,
I
it's
think.
Like, you know, and so I ended up emailing him, you know, the ebook that you get when you sign up. And, you know, of course, yeah, there's nothing free, but all the stuff that I give away is certainly free. And, you know, I wouldn't be lying if, you know, I'd be lying if I said, yeah, at some point I wouldn't hope that you would buy my book from me.
Right.
But if you really need it that bad, you know, then
there you go.
Maybe I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, and which I will, you know, I don't want to give it all away for free, but,
yeah.
you know, I also feel that what I have to share is worth something.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
So how to deal with aging?
With a sense of humor.
Right on.
Yeah. And then, and it's, I think for me, for a woman, I no longer feel it necessary to compete with other women. You know, I'm okay with the young, you know, they're having their time now. And
yeah.
I don't need to be that person anymore. It held so much stress and so much anxiety that I'm okay with being who I am now. And just kind of watching them scurry around. I work in an environment where there are quite a few young women.
As do I.
Yeah. And I see the...
Or younger people.
I recognize that. And I'm not interested in trying to change their mind or say, hey, there's a better way.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out. No one could tell me.
Right.
That it's...
Attraction rather than promotion.
I'll tell you what, it's tiring.
Yeah.
You know, I start to get involved in some of the conversations and I just smile and just got to go to work.
It's great, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it is.
Well...
It's definitely a decision that I've made. I just don't really want to work that hard at thinking about all of the things that they think about and worry about all the things they worry about.
Well, as you
been there, done that. It's a nice feeling.
Well,
there, done that.
Well, and as you age, specifically for me and the experience and coming, you know, full circle with, or whatever, you know, discovering my true self and all that jazz, you know, you realize what's important, and the materialistic and external things aren't as important.
Right.
So, you know, it's not about winning anymore or being better than. It's just
enjoying what the day has to offer.
Yeah, being
and
the best
just
me.
Accepting whatever it is that, you know, if you're busy, great. If not, plenty of other things to do while I'm not busy making money.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy the scenery more these days.
Yeah.
I can take great solace in the budding trees.
Okay, here's a kind of a saying or something that I heard once that I can really relate to now. It didn't make a lot of sense to me when I was younger, but that I can witness and experience a sunset now without wanting to own it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And just let it be and experience it, not want to try to recreate it all of the time, because you know. Now there is some physical things. Well, it's funny, we were sitting last, I don't know.
You mean like when you wake up and you can't move and you hurt all over?
I think that's why I work out and do the triathlons and stuff like that, is because I know that if I can get up and I can go run 5 miles, or like today I went to the gym and swam, you know, for a half hour, and it's like if I can do that, then I'm not dead yet.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and you do feel you have more energy the more you get up and move around.
But I noticed that, you know, we certainly go to bed a lot earlier, and you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, or you know, we sit in bed and read. And
I don't make it very long with reading.
Yeah. What are you reading right now?
I'm not really sure. I know. I'm not, you know, with the Kindle,
I've downloaded
things that I don't even know what I'm reading anymore, but it's a book written by the author of the Mercy Thompson novels. Griggs.
Patricia?
Yeah, Patricia, that's it. Anyway, I'm not really sure what kind of beings. There are different beings in this book she writes
about. Do they age like normal people?
Well, this particular character that I'm reading about now, I think, is 250 years old.
We'll see, that deals with aging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. That's interesting. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about that. It really does.
Purpose.
And he is actually not human. He's taken on the shape of a human, and he's been sent to Earth by his queen. And he's on a mission.
Oh, that storyline.
And now he's fallen for a girl who, they call him gifted.
Right.
People who are gifted, they aren't supported by the community the way they would hope to be. So they're kind of treated like second-class citizens.
I can relate to that.
And it's kind of an interesting relationship that's developing.
Huh.
But it's interesting to think about someone, a being 250 years old. She writes about that a lot. I wonder if that's her way of coping with aging.
Well, and all these vampire shows that we watch, stuff, it's like, you know, they've
live forever.
Well, yeah, and all these people around them are dying, you know, and people that,
they just get to keep on living.
But that would be a drag in some aspects, I would think.
Yeah. She writes about...
You would get cold, and you know, which they are cold-blooded, but...
They are, but some of her vampire... I mean, she writes about all kinds of different personalities, but some of her vampires are really pretty cool guys and girls.
Yeah.
But then there's the evil, you know, the people running it. The head vampire is usually a...
The queen or king.
Yeah, she's not very nice.
Is that a standard cross...
Vampires?
Is there king and queen? Is that kind of...
Yeah, they do have kings and queens.
A standard thing?
Well, at least in the books I've read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, True Blood and that kind of stuff they got.
Yeah.
You know.
Each writer does it a little bit differently. Daylight doesn't seem to be a problem for...
Oh, now that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, apparently she's managed to, you know...
I had a dream the other night that I was with Eric Northman from True Blood. And he was building a road bike for me for my next triathlon.
Perhaps you thought you needed his help in talking your wife into buying a new bike.
Well, I decided against that for now.
I think that
I was going to buy a triathlon bike to help me age gracefully
for the last year of triathlons.
Well, Yeah, we'll see. But I'm signed up for two this year, so far. Mm. So what's the easiest part of aging? Did we cover that already?
I don't think there's anything easy about aging. I mean, it's going to happen. There's really no work involved. You just keep waking up.
I'd say for women, probably the hardest part could be summed up in one word.
Maintenance?
And that would be gravity.
Gravity. Oh, wait a minute. Men have a gravitational pull as well.
Well, that's true.
Without being graphic, just for all you women out there that are experiencing the effects of gravity, men have the same effect on their bodies, and you can just kind of use your imagination.
I go to a gym with a lot
out.
Of old guys.
So you've seen evidence of that?
Yeah, gravity.
You know, it's interesting.
Isn't
you can
song,
kind of share about, you know, the old guys at your gym, older than us.
Yeah.
And what the difference is between the younger guys and the older guys, just what you're aware of.
Oh, well, the younger guys are usually kind of walking around covering themselves up and kind of shy and keeping to themselves, and the old guys are just
completely
just uninhibited, you know, and just
in what way?
It's kind of weird shaking hands with a guy though in the locker room, you know, when you're naked.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, but then you know, there's a hot tub in the locker room, so I'll get in the hot tub, and one of the guys there calls it man soup.
But you know what? The interesting thing is, because they're older, you don't dare laugh, right? You're polite.
Oh, that's my
You've been taught to be polite to your elders, respect your elders.
Yeah.
You know, talk behind their back if you're going to talk. You know, but the neat thing is, they don't care.
Well, I get to see how
they do not care.
Oh, they age, and there's a guy in there, one of this.
They don't care what
there's
time.
A guy in there, he must be close to 100, and he moves so slow, and he's always touching, you know, holding on to everything, and I'm thinking, you know, I hope I'm still going to the gym when I'm that age, and because someone the other day made a comment like, well, time to go back to work, and he was kind of sitting there looking all confused, and he said, I don't even remember the last time I had a job.
How nice for him, though. Yeah, there's so much positive about getting older.
They're great.
You know, we spend our whole lives saving and planning for the future. And the nice thing about being the age we are now is we're actually there. And we're, you know, one of the things I always wanted to do was travel. You know, and people would ask me, what are you going to do when you get older? Or, you know, what are your dreams? And I said, I just want to travel. I want to own land, and I want to travel.
Yeah.
And we're definitely traveling.
Yes.
And I own a little bit of land.
You own some land, Squire?
Yeah, I do own some land down in Tennessee at the Jack Daniels plant.
Squire Emily.
I'm an honorary squire down there. I have a plot number down there.
It's probably like...
I always wonder how big that is.
A quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, they send the cutest little mailings.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
We could go build a...
We probably ought to go down there and see if it really is,
we
true.
We should go put a flag on it or something.
I kind of had a little fantasy the other day when they sent me that letter.
Yeah.
They've managed to find me through all of my travels and moves, and my mail is still addressed to a name that I had like three marriages ago.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, but I still get that mail here.
Yep.
Never had that name here, but...
Oh, they'll find you.
They have found me.
Yes.
So they want to keep me involved for some reason. So I kind of wonder, what if Jack Daniels went out of business and all of a sudden that land was, you know, I could go claim it, and would you want to move down to the hills of Tennessee and build a house?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
No, I would not.
I own that land, and then whatever land this house sits on.
Yeah.
Really, that's probably as much land as I really want to own now. But I always thought that would be a good investment.
Well, and as we're getting older, we're trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
We're trying to downsize.
Yeah. We don't want the work. Land means equals work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have to scratch that one. I mean, those, it's not as important to me anymore.
Those maintenance provided villas are looking pretty, you know, and I mean,
and
people talk bad about like nursing homes and stuff like that, but
I can kind of say, I don't see the nursing home point. I mean, I do if you're, you know,
retirement home or something. I mean, I'm thinking something by the beach with golf carts.
Yeah.
And,
I could
come on,
probably do that.
I'd go there now.
Yeah. I always get this impression of a place like that just smelling funny.
Oh.
Why do old people smell funny? Well, I guess that's kind of a silly question.
I don't know.
I can only guess.
Wisdom. That's the smell of wisdom.
Ah.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Another benefit of getting older is I think your sense of smell diminishes, as does your taste. Your senses start to dull.
dull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any serious aches and pains at this point in time, but I think trying to stay in shape helps me be more attuned to, you know, my eyesight is getting worse.
Yeah.
I just recently am trying these new contact lenses. And
did he compare it with your glasses?
I have huge...
huge corneas.
Corneas.
Aren't you glad to finally have something huge? I mean, no, I don't mean it that way. Hey, that didn't come out right.
Watch it.
Oops.
Because I almost said that to the same thing, to the doctor, because I have like small hands and a small head.
Yeah, small ears.
Small ears.
Yeah, it's all a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah, big ears.
Small feet.
I like your ears just the way they are.
Yeah.
And I like your feet.
And it's not true.
Yeah. We're having, no.
Yeah. Anyway.
Keep it G-rated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Are we stumped?
What about aging?
Yeah.
I love it. I mean.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it now.
When I think about.
I'm finding it easier to accept the happenings of life. You know, the funerals that I go to aren't the same for me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I can look around and really enjoy the people that are there instead of being wallowing in my own sadness. You know, I feel more like an observer of lives. You know, I'm not all interested in the drama.
Right.
You know?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Well, you get to that point.
And I think I've experienced so much death that I really, I'm lucky to be here, and I'm happy to have survived it and gotten to this place. And if there's something that I can do to help others get through that, you know,
but I
coming out of myself,
well, I know
and
that,
thinking about others,
I know those things selfish. Come with age that we're talking about here in context of this. But that is certainly, I don't think, the case that just because we're older means that we are more enlightened, because I know people that are our age or older that are still these drama queens.
Right.
That, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, the theme is how to be happy in aging.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I think avoiding the drama, you know, haven't you figured out by now that it's heavy stuff to carry around?
Is that really that important?
You know, when you're having to remember all the stuff, who's doing what to who, and it's just. I don't have the memory for that anymore, much less the interest in the emotion.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Not being emotionally attached to the outcome of a situation
right.
is very freeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keeping my side of the street clean.
Yeah. Keeping your eyes on your own plate, so to speak.
Let you worry about that. Your side.
Okay. I like that. And I will.
Forgetfulness.
Yeah. It's a nice thing.
Well, it is.
It's humbling.
Yeah.
Being forgetful is humbling.
I think that's why you have to get a good partner.
Yeah. You're good. You have a better memory for certain things than I do. And I have a better memory at certain things than you do. So we kind of balance each other out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're getting better at realizing, like we were just talking the other night about how we micromanage each other.
Yeah.
And
I've been telling the story at work that if I ever...
Well, there's an ulterior motive there, because
if I ever want you to do something, all I have to do is start doing it.
Like, very badly?
Just doing it. I don't know that I've even done it long enough for it to be obvious whether I'm doing it right or not.
Okay.
But you just come in and kind of take over, and I'm like, all right.
Well, it depends
on what
it is.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Does not bother me a bit.
Like if I'm
loading
the dishwasher,
there's no
I'll
work
just kinda,
I'm willing to fight for.
I'll just kind of do the dishwasher, load it kind of haphazardly because I know you like it a certain way. And if I don't do it correctly, then I know you'll get in there and take over.
I just make more room so I can stick more in there, because my daughter-in-law is very energy efficient. So I've learned some things from her. My daughter-in-law, she only runs her dishwasher like once a week.
Really?
And it amazes me. So I'm trying to be more like Sarah.
Well, that's good.
That's my goal, you know, to try to save more energy and think about some friends of ours. We were visiting their new place, and I noticed in the bathroom that they had every other light bulb was burnt out. And I thought, wow, for a new apartment, that's really odd. And I said, well, you got a couple light bulbs out. And one of our friends said, no, I do that. We don't need to burn all that electricity. You know.
Oh, she took them out?
Yeah.
Oh.
The light bulb was there. It was just unscrewed. So it looked like it was out. But they just weren't, you know, maybe there were 5 light bulbs in the light fixture and only 2 were illuminating.
Right.
It was enough light to do what you had to do. It was just interesting, conserving energy.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. When someone has an idea like that, I think, yeah, maybe I should.
The light bulb goes off.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we're recycling glass, which feels really good.
Yeah.
As it is kind of a pain taking them and dumping them in the thing, but it's fun because it makes a big loud noise.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel good.
Yeah. It makes me feel good too. I'm trying to conserve more energy and in my work and using towels longer and yeah, just being aware of.
So you're in a new space now at work. We spent last weekend.
Yeah.
Painting.
So I've had a week in my new salon, actually, which is probably 3 times as big as the space that I worked in before. It's fully private. There's complete privacy. So I don't hear other workers' conversations or smell fumes. And I like it. I do like it. And I find that it makes my clients more comfortable as well. And I think they're happy that I'm doing things to make their experience better.
Well, it's a nicer experience. It's a nice space.
It's a perk of, you know, I really wanted it for myself. I want it for my clients as well. I want it to be the best experience it can be.
Right.
And it is more expensive, but I have new clientele coming, being referred by the girl that had this space before. She's actually retired, so she's sending business my way, and I really appreciate that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did you think you would be retired by this age?
Yeah.
I thought I'd be retired by 40.
You know, honestly,
I mean, everybody does,
being
right?
self-employed, I've really never thought I was going to retire.
Yeah.
Because I never really made enough money to even be thinking about retiring.
Yeah.
You know, it was easier just to say I'll work forever. And now that I'm, you know, having a harder time getting going and, yeah, I definitely, but I can take the time that I want. If I'm tired, you know, I can just book a day off.
So. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I think that if I work smarter, not harder.
Right.
I can see it.
Well, that's why.
But I'm also encouraged, you know, because there's things that we want to do that if I work hard, then we can do more quickly. So
that's why the traveling is important for me.
It's a fun thing to do, knowing that I have, you know, someone that I'm thrilled to be married to and want more for. You know, work isn't a hardship when I know that it's going to make our life better. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why the traveling is important to me. We try to go every 6 months.
So we always have a trip we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
How many days? Do you have the countdown calendar for this trip? It's less than 30.
20-some.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, then I come back all revigorated and, you know, and it makes you appreciate, you know, the life. You know, a lot of times.
Revigorated.
What did I say?
It's invigorated, I think.
Invigorated? Uh-huh. Revigorated.
Revigorated. I'm sure they know what you meant, but it's invigorated. Yeah.
What did I say at work the other day? I said,
funny.
Yeah, I said, I'm so suave at this or something. I'm very suave. And he looked at me like, huh? You mean savvy? Like, oh, yeah, suave. Rico Suave, isn't that a...
Yeah, I think you got that from a movie,
something, yeah. I can laugh at myself. That's certainly something that I can do as I age.
Yeah, you have to be willing to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Not take life so serious.
Wear life like a loose garment.
Loose garment.
As it were.
And wear loose garments.
Yeah.
That's one of the things you learn. Comfortable shoes, comfortable clothes, sensible.
Yeah.
Not too sensible. I'm not going to this SAS store.
You're not to the Velcro?
No elevator shoes for me.
Velcro kids?
No.
Kids yet?
Not yet.
Whatever.
Not yet. flip-flops, though.
Well, I certainly like it. I certainly like the slip-on shoes now.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I just, you know, I don't have to bend over.
You're welcome. Right. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Well, that's this episode, How to Be Happy Aging. And I think the consensus is be happy with yourself first.
Yeah.
And then...
It's a breeze.
Yeah.
It's a breeze when you're happy.
And remember our How to Be Happy hotline. Call in and leave a message. That's 775-234-8373. Or you can also go to jaredacres.com, and there's a tab on the right-hand side of the website. You can click on that and leave a question, comment, or message right there from your computer, and we may use it on the air. And, you know, remember, be honest, be loved, and be happy. Yeah, man.